Get ready for the largest student debt cancellation program in American history. The Department of Education announced plans yesterday to wipe away nearly $6 billion of debt for borrowers who went to the for-profit Corinthian colleges. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, tell me more here. For half a million people, a clean slate?
Peter, this is a big one. It was announced based on findings from an investigation that was actually started while Kamala Harris was the attorney general in California. Now, the Corinthian closed in 2015. They were facing, it was part of a sort of a trend about lawsuits against these private colleges. It was facing multiple lawsuits, investigations into fraudulent behavior. It had over 100,000 students at its peak. It collected well over $1 billion in federal financial aid funds annually. And part of the complaint was that students were lured in through slick advertising, high-pressure enrollment tactics. Students were told they needed to start classes that week or they'd lose their spot. And generally speaking, they weren't getting a good education out of the whole deal. So it was a long-term investigation, and you have to think about it in two ways. One of this is these for-profit colleges and the light that's been put on them, and this is what most of that is. But the loan forgiveness is part of a larger trend that a lot of activists, progressive activists, are encouraging this White House to get more involved in. So two parts to this whole thing, but more of it has to do with Corinthian colleges and its behavior.
Let's take part number two. Progressive Democrats like Senator Elizabeth Warren have been pushing for this broader student loan forgiveness really hard, something that goes far beyond Corinthian. Do you think we're on that path now?
Maybe. To this point, the amount of student loan debt that's been canceled by this administration is actually at about $25 billion from January of 2021. But it doesn't feel like it because it hasn't been central to this administration's strategy. It's a piecemeal approach that the Biden administration has taken to canceling student loan debt. And what it's not doing is it's not satisfying student loan cancellation activists who've been calling on Biden to broadly cancel $50,000 of student loan debt for about 43 million borrowers. And so far, President Biden's resisted that pressure. He says he's open to canceling some federal student loan debt. He promised on the campaign to cancel $10,000 per person as a response to things that were going on and forgiving some undergraduate tuition-related federal student loan debt. But he hasn't come out with a big strategy for the whole thing. So it sort of feels like it's a bit of a way, maybe even halfway to what some of the activists want, but it isn't completely satisfactory to them.
Halfway may be great to people who are drowning under student loan debt, right? But
right,
there's got to be pitfalls. What are some of the things that we should be considering?
Well, there's a few things. One is we have inflation right now. So generally speaking, if you forgive people student loan debt, it'll give them more money. They'll spend more money. That's generally thought of as a good thing. It'll stimulate the economy. This might not be exactly the minute that the White House thinks that's a good thing to do because we've got an overstimulated economy right now. But that, of course, isn't interesting to people who have student loan debt. There's an issue of moral hazard. It's not a big one, but it's the thing that was considered when there were bailouts for people who had gotten over their head on mortgages, the idea that isn't it buyer beware? Shouldn't the student taking on the loan, be responsible for it? Now, in this case, with the private, the for-profit private colleges, they were in many cases duped and misled, which is why it feels quite fair to most people to deal with that. It's a little bit less clear.
Ali, I got to leave it right there. Ali Velshi at MSNBC, thank you so much.